Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? This your man Easy Money.
It's your boy Kylan.
Back again, baby, for episode 9 of Old School Hip Hop 101.
Old school. Turning to the new school. Well, we switching between 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, you know, it's just what we consider to be old school, baby. The classics, the hits. You know what we bringing them. But today, we out on the left coast, baby. The west coast, baby. We hitting you with all west coast classics today.
West side?
Yeah, man. That's where my man Kylan from, baby. So, hey, this is something that's near and dear to him. So, I know you ready to go in.
Oh, yeah. I'm really, 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 really ready.
Well, man, you know, west coast hip hop, man, it is what it is. It speaks for itself. You know, it's coming with the heavy banging hits, the beats. You know, the rhymes, of course, gangster music.
All them gangsters. But it was a lot of rappers that came out that wasn't just completely gangster. But, you know, they were still relevant and doing their thing while all the gangster things was out. But I think when the West Coast came out with the whole gangster rap thing, it just kind of spread and took over everything for a while. But now since the South has taken over everything, they've been having the longest run. I remember about 10 years ago, he said, oh, the South will be out. They still doing their thing. So still big up to the South. And, you know, it just shows what you do when you're universal. You know, gangster thing was okay, and it had its run, but it was like it was just limited as far as, you know, what you can do with it.
Yeah, and, you know, what's keeping the South relevant, man, they expanded on all realms of hip-hop. You know, they pulled from the East and from the West. I mean, you got the gangster element, and then you got, you know, just feel-good music, man, and they just took it and ran with it, man. And then right now, nobody could take it back from them. So, you know, big up to the South, baby, and, you know, that's where your boy from. So, you know, I'm getting it in, baby. I'm a dirty South boy.
But one thing about the West Coast, listening to the music was like watching a movie. That was for, especially as the gangster.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gangster music, baby. You thinking about drive-bys and stuff. You thinking about going to the swap meet, baby. So let's get it cracking, man. Let's go right into it, man. We're going to go hit you hard, man. We're going to go straight into the thug element. We're going to hit you with Too Short, Life is Too Short. And then we're going to come back with Spice One, 187 Proof, man. Spice One, man. You know, people forgot about Spice One, man. But how many cats you know can take a song about nothing but alcohol and just rap about it?
Only Spice One can do it.
So yeah, let's go into these two tracks, man. Too Short, Life is Too Short, and my man Spice One, 187 Proof, baby. You listen to Old School Hip Hop 101.
Oh yeah, big up to the Bay Area, home of the Black Hole, my Oakland Raiders.
I used to sing dirty raps to my East Side fans back then. I knew you couldn't stop this rap. No MC could rock like that. Then the new style came, the bass got deeper. He gave up the mic and bought you a beeper. Do you wanna rap or sell coke? Brothers like you ain't never broke. People wanna say it's just my time. Brothers like me had to work for mine. 8 years on the mic and I'm not joking. Sir Too Short coming straight from Oakland, California, home of the rock. 8 woofers in the trunk beating down the block. Short dog, I'm that rapping man. I said it before and I say it again. Life is
too short. Too short.
Life is
too short.
Some people unbearable, commit suicide and that's terrible. Wasn't much too much or nothing big. If you live my life, you'll be fighting to live. Life is to me my main asset. I'll be doing alright and keep it just like that. Chill out at the house and bump that bass. I'm trying to get rich as I rock the place. Everybody's got that same old dream, to have big money and fancy things. Drop a brand new Benz, keep your bank right here. Never hear me stutter once, cause I talk real clear. It's on you, homeboy, what you gonna do? You can take my advice and start working, fool. Or you can close your ears and run your mouth. And one day, homeboy, you'll soon find out. Life is
too short.
Would you agree. While I'm living my life, don't mess with me. It's been a long time, baby, since I first got down, but I still keep making these funky sounds. 'Cause I don't stop rapping, that's my thing. I make a lot of money, do you know what I mean? Life is complicated, you must stay up. You ask a simple question, boy, don't say what. You only live once and you're calling it hell. Policeman trying to take you to jail. You can give a man time, but you don't know. In a matter of time, I'll be running the show. Now another young buck wants to be on top, making big money, slanging hot. The task force trying to peel your cap. Turn around, homeboy, you better watch your back. Life is life is. You can take back all the things you give, but you can't take back the days you live. Life is. So some people have been on earth, living every single day for what it's worth. I live my life just how I please, satisfying one person, I know that's me. Work hard for the things I achieve in life, and never rap fake when I'm on the mic. 'Cause if a dream is all you got, homeboy, you gotta turn that dream into the real McCoy. No time to waste, just get on that case. Can't be down 'cause you need to taste a good life. Living like a king on the throne, getting everything you want and trying to handle your own. It's your life, don't be stupid though, 'cause when you waste it, you'll know life is. Life is. Alright, that's it.
On the corner with the cellular phone, you could tell that the East Bay was his home. More mail than the rest of the pushers, 'cause he got a Tech 9 in the bush. And that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniels, had two boys named E and Jack. E had the 9 and Jack the AK, clocked on a street called Hennessy. Rivals with the motherfucking name O.E. Had a bitch and her name was Jen. Had a nigga named Juice doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jen was a bitch though, 'cause she was fucking some nigga named Cisco. C&J knew tonight they'd come with two fat niggas named Bacardi and Rum. They capped Jack's hoe and the sight was scary. The bitch was all bloody and her name was Mary. Officer Martini wiped up the body and all fingers pointed at Rum and Bacardi. Jack told Jack the hotel, so Jack tried to bail Juice out the jail. But O.E. had the judge on a payroll clock, so Jack shot the judge up and broke Juice out. And everybody's talking about Gene and Juice. Juice shot Gene 'cause the bitch was loose. Now E is shook, thinking they ain't gonna get me. I round up the posse and call up Mickey. Mickey was big, he only sold 8 balls. Had 99 niggas up against the wall. E and J found out he made the call. So E and J and Jack and Juice and I and DeMar, they were sent to the morgue and Mickey paid the bill. Got the money from the bitch working Strawberry Hill. Jack and Juice said Mickey wouldn't survive, but Mickey was slick, he had a Colt 45. And now he's wondering how he got the word. It was the neighborhood Rhino Thunderbird. You wonder burn, how the murder burn, rap got burn, so much juice. It was 187 proof. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Eyes at the Thunderbird. Time for the hurricane, he said word. Thunderbird in the alleyway wearing a beanie, trying to get a sip from the cop, Mr. Martini. St. I screwed off Thunderbird's top, spilt his drink and gave a swig to the cop. But it's too late, Martini knows it all. Mickey and his boy OD was slanging 8 bars of cocaine to the strawberries on the hill. So when he asked for juice, he got a quick fill. Mickey had his boy on Bourbon Block, the murderous cop killer, Mr. Peppermint Snipes. Mickey had his thing about nosy cops, and it made Mr. Peppermint lose his top. Martini off duty, waiting for the night train. Didn't know his wife Champagne would ever see him again. Peppermint Snipes creeping with the Colt 45. Gotta peel his cap for the train arrives. Gotta stay. stay low and brow. Here comes the train. All aboard, said the engineers, Rollins and James. There was a troop from the train and then a gun blast. Martini fell on the ground. There was a big splash. Mr. Snops got up because the cops chased him. St. Ives and Mickey in a vet, waiting in front of the station. But you know Jack and Juice was undercover. And Jack was mad because Mickey shot his lover. There was a big shootout and Mickey got Juice. He couldn't hang with the 187 proof. Juice is splattered and St. Ives had took a fall. And then Endo smoked them all. Check it out. Check it out.
Dum, 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 dum. Man, dude, that 40 water in the background that we use is going hard, dog.
You know what I didn't see on the list, though, and I completely forgot. And we can't, we have to do another West Coast show. We forgot about MC Hammer, Oak Town 357, all of it. Was it Juicy?
Yeah, that's the thing about our shows, man. We you know, we gonna have to maybe expand the time or just I mean, because we every time we do a show, we always remember, man, after the fact, oh man, we should have put so and so on there, oh man, we should have put this on there. So I mean, we got shows
we
for days coming.
People listen to the show, they be like, man, y'all should have did this, y'all should have did that. So I'm like, we can't do everybody.
We can cover, we gonna cover them though. We gonna eventually
not
get
at the
to
same
them
same time. No, people like, y'all we'll get to them,
no doubt, man. We gonna get to them, man. So heading into these next two tracks, man, we going with my man DJ Quick, who been riding with us from the beginning, baby, with our intro, man. So we're gonna hit him with Born and Raised in Compton, and then we going to his proteges, man, Second to None, If You Want It. A lot of catch y'all forgot about Second to None. You know, he rolled with Second to None, AMG, High C. They had a lot of hits, dog.
High C, AMG, bitch better have my money. Oh my God.
That's classic right there, man. So hey, look up your history, man. Yeah, they have some definite hits, man. And Quick's just a great all around producer, man. He, you know, hands down, man. He underrated. You know, I'm looking for another one from it, man. So definitely, we about to go in on him with DJ Quick, Born and Raised in Compton, and Second to None, If You Want It. You listening to Old School Hip Hop 101?
All right. Now everybody wants to know the truth about a brother named Quick. I come from the school of the fly wicked and the slick. A lot of people already know exactly where Zack is. It's the home of the Jackets and the Crack. Yeah, that's the name of my hometown. I'm throwing down in the town where my name is all around. The suckers just be having a fit, and that's a pity. But I ain't doing nothing but see my lyrics, I'm doubling up, improving the suckers that I can throw. I'm passing a natural 10 or 4 or 6 or 8 before I go. Yes, I'm definitely freestyling, all the while still profiling. Never tricks a DJ Quick that steals the show. So, yeah, that's how I'm living. I do as I please, you see. A younger brother that's up on reality. Cause everybody knows you have to be stomping if you're born and raised in Compton. Where the homeboys chill, you see. But then I found that it wasn't a place for me. Cause way back in the day, somebody must have wanted me to quit. Because they broke in my house and stole my shit. They must have thought that I was gonna play the punk role, just because my equipment got stole. But I ain't going out like no sucker ass clown. They found they couldn't keep a dope nigga down. So hit some bass in your face, motherfucker, silly sucker ass clucker. Now you duck it cause you can't stop a brother like the Quick Star. Because I'm true to the game, you lame. And things ain't gonna never be the same. Cause a nigga like the Quick is taking over. I really don't think I should have to explain it. Oh yeah, I'm a dog, but my name ain't Rover. And I'm the kind of nigga that's feeling no pain. Sometimes I have to wear the bulletproof vest. Because I got the CPT sign written across my chest. A funky dope brother never ceases to impress. My name is DJ Quick, so you can fuck the rest. I'm coming like this and I'm coming directly. Cause
veteran from the C-O-N-B-T-O-N.
Born and raised wild. Born and raised wild.
Hell, motherfucking yeah. Funky dope for the 9X.
Born and raised
wild. He's just quicker than the motherfucking ass. Send a shout out to my buddy Teddy Bear. What's up, nigga? What's up, KK? My buddy D. We got AMG most definitely in the house. What's up, Greedy Craig and Big Face Brian? Coach chilling. Talking about the Armstrong pack. Straight got my motherfucking back. To my buddy Noah. What's up, boo? Roche is in the house. To my buddy Don Zelly. You know what's happening, boo. What's up, bitch? To my nigga Gangsta Wayne and my engineer Joe getting busy on the flow. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Chevy Blue. And we out.
Choke.
Oh, leave it alone. Ain't nothing wrong with group sessions. Yeah, baby, you know, sexing.
Just a daily average routine.
Step up, baby, and get tag team.
Young Hoochies, we love Coochies. If we want it, let us up on it.
Love it. Come and rub it.
I just love me some hoes.
Hey, man, you know, a lot of cats are, you know, singing on tracks right now. But that was one of the songs, man, from back in the day where the hip-hop artist was actually singing on the tracks, man, with the vocals. And second to none, man, underrated. Shout-out to them cats, man. They had a lot of hits, man. Go back and research them. You can probably find it on iTunes. That's probably the most logical place to go and get it. And just look them up, man, and check them out, man. Just a great group, man. And DJ Quick was behind them 100%. I think they still doing shows, though.
Yeah, they still doing a lot of shows. And Quick, actually, he been doing like a lot of music for movies and producing. He own a studio in L.A. And so he kind of doing his thing on that. And then I think him and AMG had a song recently.
Yeah. They matter of fact, they been on tour, man. They was doing like a overseas tour, man. I saw that on Facebook, man, because I kind of follow DJ Quick on Twitter and Facebook. So him and AMG, man, they been overseas getting it in, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you have the hits that they had, they don't even have to do nothing new. They can just do the hits and turn out a show.
And see, that's the great thing about old school music, man. A lot of these cats, man, they'd never have to step foot in the studio again, man. They could just tour doing the hits, man. Just like Frankie Beverly and Maze, man. What, it's been 30 years since them cats cut an album, and they touring strictly off the hits from back in the day.
Yeah, they closing the Jazz Festival every year with the same hits.
Just same thing with hip-hop, man. It's just relevant.
And Prince said that was his favorite. That's his favorite band of all time, Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Man, and you know, a lot of hip-hop music has sampled Frankie Beverly and Maze. So, I mean, they relevant to hip-hop too, baby. So don't just think we sitting here talking about R&B, baby. It's relevant to hip-hop.
So what we get into next?
Oh, man, I'm going to hit you with a little Ice Cube, baby. Steady Marvin. Then I'm going to come behind that with Digital Underground. We're going to have a little fun with the Humpty Dance.
Man, Ice Cube, I don't know if it will even be a West Coast without Ice Cube, because he wrote a lot of the stuff that N.W.A. and Easy did.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, that's going to be our spotlight artist today, baby, Eazy-E. So we coming to you with continuous hits, baby. So we're going to go into our next track, Ice Cube, Steady Marvin. Then we're going to hit you with Digital Underground with the Humpty Dance, man. You listen to Old School Hip Hop 101.
I still love me so.
God damn. The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. And when dealing with the lynch mob, you gots to know Steady Mobbin' is not just the name of this jam, but a way of life. Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me.
Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood.
Four or five niggas in the mothership, better known as a Dukes, and we all wanna smother. Start slanging bean pies or the bootleg t-shirt of the month with you can't touch this on the front. I'm out to get rich, cause life ain't nothing but money and fuck a bitch. They drop like dominoes, and if you didn't know, Ice Cube got drama hoes. So after the screwing, I bust a nut, get up and put on my white uniform. I'm out the dump. All you might get is a rubber on the floor, cause I'm ready to hit the road. Make for happy fans. I'm making my duty to cuss them out, cause I just don't trust them. And if you tell on me, I'm bombing on Betty. Bitch should've known I was steady mom. Since one time so hot, got me a stash spot in my hoopty butter glock, cause I'm rolling on wins, eating soul food. Greasy ass lips, now I got to take a shit. Sauce or more amps, get in, bitch. Cause I had to jam more. And I don't wanna hear shit about a tampon. Give me the nappy and make me happy. The hook said, Pappy, could you slap me on the ass, hard and fast? And could you please try not to leave a gash? I said, yeah, but I don't play sex without putting on the latex. Slipped on the condom, fucked around and dropped the bomb, son. And it came out sorta like confetti. In for the night, no longer steady mind.
The neighborhood.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hop.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hop.
Just watch me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hop. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop.
People say, yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said, just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hop.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady.
Do the Humpty
Come
hop.
On,
I'll do the Humpty hop. Hop.
Sexy baby. We're doing
the Humpty Hop,
y'all.
I'll do the Humpty Hop.
Watch me do the Humpty Hop.
Ah,
yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Do real, do red, do real, do red. Ah, yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my leg was broken. Shaking and twitching, kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumpin', gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Sexy lady. from the underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty Dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humptiness forever.
Yeah, man, shout out to Digital Underground, man, for that classic banger with the Humpty Dance, man. You know, Shock G and Humpty Hump, you know, definitely one of the first alter ego of rap. You know, everybody talk about Nicki Minaj with the Roman Polanski, you know, with her alter egos, man. But Shock G, man, shout out to Shock G. Then he was a musical genius as well, man. Very bad on the piano, man.
You even had Tupac doing the Humpty Dance, and he started with them. So, you know.
Yeah, man. You know, Shock G.
He started as a dancer.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Right. As a dancer, you know, went to the School of Performing Arts and became a studio gangster. Like I said, man, no disrespect. It's just my take on it. Everybody allowed to their opinion, and that's mine.
I just love me some.
Hey, man, you can't get over this second to none, can you, dog? Hey, we, you know, West Coast, man, it's bringing back a lot of memories, man. I remember being in junior high, man, going into high school, playing that, man, riding in the car. So, you know, then I think I got in trouble for a lot of that music, man, because, you know, that's when them explicit lyrics started coming out. You know, moms didn't know what I was buying until, I got a little full of myself and started walking around rapping the lyrics. Then I got, you know, slapped up in the mouth a couple times.
I had her uncles that just played it and didn't care what they was playing around me. Didn't care what they were smoking or drinking around me. It didn't even matter. Yeah. Then I go to school and all the kids would be like, can you sing this song? Can you sing that song? Because they couldn't get it and they didn't know it, but they knew of it. And right. I knew it because I was listening to it with my uncles.
Yeah, then you end up getting in trouble, man, for, you know, rapping the lyrics. But, I mean, it was just one of them things, man. It was just feel-good music. It's just from an era, man. It's just not going to be duplicated, man. So definitely we're going into the Spotlight Artist of the Week. We're going to hit you with a little Eazy-E, the veteran himself. First track is Boys in the Hood. Then we're going to hit you with Eazy Does It, man. So definitely let's go into the Spotlight Artist of the Week, man, with Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood, and Eazy Does It. You're listening to Old School Hip Hop 101.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Eazy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Eazy. Hey, man, why don't you come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out.
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chasing up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill. So I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar. I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to her house to get her out of the pad. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Then wrapped the 6'4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I went to get them out, but there was no bail. The fellas caused a riot in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cutter for destruction of the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bail came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. He yelled, I'm fire. Then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Only shot the bitch, but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass, but that was a blast from the past, motherfucker. Busy up, yep, 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 yep.
once a thug from around the way. Easy, but you should.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, Dre.
What's up?
Give me a funky ass bass line.
In the place to be, coming on the mic is easy, motherfucking E. Trey is on the beat, yellow's on the cut. So listen up close while we rip shit up. Shit up, shit up, shit up, shit up.
Well, I'm Easy E, I got bitches galore. You might have a lot of bitches, but I got much more. With my super duper group coming out the shoot, Easy E, motherfuckers cold knocking the boots. Cause I'm a hot thugster, I used to be a monster. And if you hurt, you think I own a drugstore. Getting stupid because I know how. And if a sucker talks shit, I give him a 8-ball sipping. The bitches are flipping. Slow down and hit a dipping. Continue my tripping. Hitting my switches. Collect from my bitches the money that I make so I can add to my riches. Fill my stash pot and start rubbing my gap. Feeling good as hell because my pockets are fat. A hardcore villain cold roaming the streets. And with a homie like Dre just supplying the beats. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the pad without packing a gun. Hitting hard as fuck, I make you ask, what was it? Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
Easy does it.
I was knocking motherfuckers out.
What's your name, boy?
Fucking Fresh Easy.
Where you from, fool?
Rolling through the hood, cold tearing shit up. Stick my head out the window and I say what's up. To the niggas on the corner, cold bumping the box. But you know that's an alibi for slanging the rocks. A dice game starts, I said, what the fuck? So I put my shit in park and had to try my luck. Hard to roll with my bitch, jocking 24-7. Rolling motherfuckers, ate them up, hit 11. Got another point, I made a 10 up four. Was taking niggas' money and was itching for more. Laughing in their faces, said, y'all making me rich. To one punk, got jealous, cold slap my bitch. He pulled out his gat, I knew he wouldn't last. So I said to myself, homeboy, you better think fast. He shot, then I shot. As you can see, I cold smoked his ass. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the pad without packing a gun. Hitting hard as fuck, I make you ask, what was it? Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
Easy does it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Who does it?
Motherfucking Easy does it.
But how does he do it?
Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing.
Man, what you gonna do now?
Now I'ma break it down just to tell a little story. Straight out the box, from the gangster category. About a sucker motherfucker. He's addicted, he's a smoker, but in Compton called a clucker. He used to have a house, car, golden rings. But the cookie crack took all those things. He must have been starving because he broke in my house. Caught the nigga on the street and straight took his ass out. Now I wanted for a murder that I had to commit. Yeah, I went to jail, but that wasn't shit. Got to the station about 8:45. Called my bitch to get me out cause I was down for mine. The bitch was a trip, cold hung up the phone. Now my only phone call was in the ganking zone. All the shit I did for her, like keeping her rich. I swear when I get out I'm gonna kill the bitch. Well by now you can guess that it was just my luck. The bailiff of the station was a neighborhood clerk. I looked him straight in the eye and said what's up. And said let's make a deal, you know I do you up. Now I'm back on the streets and my records are clean. I creeped on my bitch with my Uzi machine. Went to the house and kicked down the door. Unloaded like hell and cold smoked the hole. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the pad without packing a gun. Getting hard as fuck, I make you ask what was it. Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
Easy does it.
From around the way, born in 73. Hardcore b-boy named Eazy-E. It's 88 now, 73 is obsolete. A nigga with a serious ass attitude and 100% street. And if y'all wanna hear some more,
in one way or the other, I'm a bad brother. Word to the motherfucker.
Hey man, Dr. Dre, man, you gotta give it up to him, man. One of the coldest producers in the game, baby, if not one of the best. With that Eazy-E. And then, you know, Ice Cube was writing all the rhymes, man, for Eazy, man. But, you know, Eazy just had the vocal delivery.
Eazy was like a West Coast Puff Daddy, getting all that money. But he was still producing. I guess he directed way of how, you know.
Yeah, he was more behind the scenes, man. You know, he was a businessman. So, you know, like I said, he was the first Puff Daddy, man. You know, somebody else was writing his rhymes, but his vocal delivery was dead on and right on point, man. So, you know, rest in peace, EZ, one of the greatest. You know, his son, Lil EZ, is out. He's doing this thing. And I, from what I understand, they're getting ready to do, well, Ice Cube is getting ready to do a movie about N.W.A. So,
oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and they're talking about his son, Lil Easy, is going to play Eazy-E in the movie. So that's going to be something to see, man. That's just, you know, definite history. And John Singleton is on board with that as well.
You know, they're supposed to have been boys in the hood, right? They, all of them supposed to have been acting on there.
Yeah.
On the porch or something.
Right, and John Singleton had an idea of when he was doing the movie. He had in his mind who he wanted to play the characters that were in the movie. And N.W.A. was going to play a lot of the roles, man, but they just weren't feeling it, you know. And Ice Cube was a visionary. He saw something, so, you know, he took it and ran with it. And look at him now.
Yeah, I think John Singleton said they didn't take him serious or that he was an up-and-coming director at the time, and they didn't think he was, you know, really professional as he was. But Cube was, you know, Cube was like, he was with it.
Yeah, and so, you know, that just goes to show, man, you never know who you're dealing with or who they're going to become. So, you know, when you're turning your nose up at people and snubbing them, man, you never know. Hey, they might be at the top one day, man, just like my man. So definitely we come to the end of this West Coast ride, baby. We're going to close it out with a definite banger. We're going to go with my man E-40 from the Bay Area with Captain Save-A-Ho. Then we're going to close up. Yeah, that's him in the background, man. So then we're going to close it out, man, with Tupac with California Love. So, hey, don't think we hate it on Pac, baby. We're going to close it out with him. So let's go into them tracks, man. And you listening to Old School Hip Hop 101.
Gas, break, dip. Gas, break, dip. Go, stupid. Go.
Dumb.
Miss me, be saving these hoes. You know how these tricks be buying them clothes. Wanna taxi hoes on Vogue with the beat and have them sitting next to them in the front seat. But not BC, I'm a hog about the V. And my mop is fuck a hoe and hit the throttle to the smoke. Talking on my okie doke. Worldwide, I got a Clyde's up in Tokyo.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that nigga's name? More faster than a speeding bullet to put on this cape is caught. I pulled it, fake the fake, the funk, the funk. Not me, that's not the way to do it. Captain motherfucking Save-A-Ho how came to me. Flashing just like a little old batch, all up in front of my company. Had to check his ass with the ear checked up and bunking. Talking to him while I'm beating his ass, pumping beer. Talking about nigga, you gon' retrospect something.
Is a should I save her?
Mr. Super Snitch, yeah. You wanna kill me cause I fucked your bitch. You should've had your cape on tight that night. Cause a nigga like the SHOT Show plus a ride. And now your bitch is straight calling me, loving me. On no other for the porno star that I be. And don't you come in my face with that trick
don't come
shit.
With that shit. Don't come
you
with
better
that
try
shit,
some more shit. I got to get the grasp any batch that I want, but I doubt. Cause batches nowadays will get you caught up in some funk. Now, I'm not trying to save you housing. How come when I was broke you wasn't brown nosing? The other day you see me smobbing down magazine with some old nigga in your car looking at me mean. I stopped in the middle of the street, reached under my seat to grab my heat. Man, it's that same motherfucker that I got into it with at the club last week.
Man, them niggas can't fake, they bitch made it so they store. But niggas with no heart don't want no parts of this. Nigga rolling with the funk mob. And when it's funk, the pumper spit them double lungs. So what you we roll through your hideout. Let my Mac get off and then I rise out. With your ass there smoking like an insect. You saving hoes, nigga, and that's bitch shit.
Just for my riches, Captain Save-A-Ho, I ain't got no problem with that old shit. I give a damn, as long as he's paying. It ain't my fault because he sprung off my land. I'm taking GA checks, go to the bank. Hey, if your breath stank, you get skanked, man. Long as a trick comes falling down, that gives me all the sets to
that nigga call your kids his. Make that nigga get out there and work. Make his ass buy you a Dooney and Burke. It's all part of that nigga take care of me. Pussy whip nigga come save me. Batches out there be on the lookout for Captain Save a How, cause he's saving how.
Save a hoe.
Yeah, baby.
What's up? You wanna get your nails done? Come on, let's go down the league to Kim's Nails.
Yeah.
We'll get your nails done, get your hair done. What about your kids? How many kids you got? Two?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we can go feed and clothe them kids. We get to go down and get the hookup at the Ranch Square.
Yeah, baby, I'll do anything for you.
Want your phone turned on? I get it turned on to my name. Matter of fact, I'll get you a cellular phone and a pager. We get that package deal down there at Cellular One. Baby, I'm here for you. I got you.
That's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
That's right.
In the city, city of Compton.
Brooklyn definitely in the house. Frisco,
yeah.
Frisco.
And you know LA up in this. Pasadena, where you at? Yeah, Inglewood. Inglewood always up to no good. Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby. Sacramento, Sacramento, where you at? West side, cause you and I know it's the best side. Yeah, that's right. West Coast, West Coast. California love, California love. Yeah,
California, California. No yeah. Side of partying, no side of partying.
Yeah.
Earthquake on the Richter scale. Mama, 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 mama. City of Compton. City of Compton. Where the girls shake their booties. Shake it, mama, shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it. Computer, 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 computer.
Man, that I forgot about Roger Troutman, man. You know, he did a lot for hip-hop back in the day like that, man. With,
he doing a lot for hip-hop right now.
Yeah, man, he was the whole auto-tune movement, man. T-Pain and them, man. Who you think they got that from, man? Zap and Roger.
And then his beats is crazy. Computer Love, I Want to Be a Man.
Oh, man.
So
more,
many rappers sample that.
More Bounce to the Ounce. You got a lot of rappers, man. So, you know, shout out to Zap and Roger, man. Rest in peace to Roger Troutman, man. We come to the end of the West Coast ride, man. And we had a ball, man. Definitely next week, we going to the Dirty, baby. You didn't think we weren't going to do it, did you?
I can't wait.
Dirty South at its best, man. So definitely we appreciate everybody who's been taking this journey with us, man, supporting us and, you know, just continue to follow us, man. Like I said, we got some big things that we're working on that's going to happen for us real soon. And it's just a blessing, man, to be able to do what we're doing and love doing what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. And I can say I can't wait till next week because I'm from the West Coast and I love the East Coast music, but the South is kind of my favorite.
Yeah, man. Being that your boy here is from Memphis, Tennessee, baby. Yeah, that's right. I said it. That's where I'm from, man. So you guys that didn't know, some of you know, but the ones that did know, man, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. So you didn't think a boy from Memphis would know all this stuff about hip-hop, baby, but you're wrong. Dead wrong. I've been following this since day one. Man, I was born in hip-hop. I am hip-hop, baby. So continue to follow us.
I used to have my cousins from Memphis mail me tapes of local Southern stuff. Smoking Onion, Lady V, Jimmy, DJ Jimmy, all that stuff.
Man. So, hey, definitely check us out next week, baby, once again. Peace.
I just love music.